Good morning, everyone. We're holding here in Simen Tov Samech Vav Sif Beis. That's Simen Tov Samech Vav Sif Beis. Today is May 2nd. The topic of discussion is Im HaRoik Umei Reglaim and Daimim Machmitzim. Is the roik, the spit, saliva, and other bodily fluids, as well as other types of situations, as we'll see, moisture perhaps from the walls and stone, are those types of fluids, are they machmitz? Do they cause the flour to ferment? The Mechaber tells us in Simen Tov Samech Vav Sif Beis, Hanoisin Se'orim Lebehemtoi, a person who gives barley to his animal, who matzah behem rear, and you see there's saliva. Sorich levarum, you have to destroy the soirim to get rid of it. Hago aval bistam ein lachush hoyil ukavar bitul. In general, this is Joel. You mentioned yesterday about the bitul or not. So, mentioned we're going to see it. So now we'll get to this. Aval bistam ein lachush. In general, you don't have to be concerned because hoyil ukavar bitul. You already mavatal the chametz. Yesh Machmirin, the Ramah says further, Levayer kol hanoyusim in the behema, to make sure you destroy all of the leftover food from the animal, afal pish ein raya lov rear, even though you don't see any rear to it, any saliva. Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Gimel, it's number 3, Tzorich Levarum, so we said if you gave barley to your animal and this animal has the saliva, so then you have to destroy, remove, get rid of this barley. The roik machmitz, the canal. We've been discussing the whole time until now, May Paris, we have said, is not machmitz. We said, of course, water is machmitz. Water with May Paris is not only machmitz, it's machmitz faster, becomes chametzik faster, leavens faster. Now, we are categorizing roik, the spit, saliva, here specifically of the animal, it is also machmitz, it also can cause the grain to rise. Malkein sarich levaram, therefore a person has to get rid of this barley. V'ashloi shosav habehema ba'achilosa kishir mil, even though the animal is not going to have this food around the time frame of a meal, of the 18 minutes, nikol makoim kishaloi yivayar tovid l'dechimutz. Even if you won't keep it around for 18 minutes, when you won't destroy it, eventually you'll come to Isur Derais or Bayirah of not having the chametz in your possession. Sivkot and Dalid, the Ramah says, normally speaking, we don't be concerned for this animal food and this saliva on the food because you were already mevatel. What does that mean? Sivkot and Dalid, Hoyel Kvar Bittel, Imkain, Yotza Mechshosh Derais. Since you were mevatel the chametz, you took it out of a chashash deraisa. It's not an iser deraisa category. Da'af bevadai chametz shuv ein lechayev bebiuroi rak min derabbanan. Da'af bevadai chametz shuv, even though definitely chametz is not chayev to destroy it only min derabbanan, you only chayev to destroy this chametz min derabbanan, ulahachi kozman she'ein yodea baror. If you don't know for sure that the saliva got onto the food and the animal didn't eat it up, obviously if the animal ate it, that's called destroyed it. You destroyed it. Here we're saying that we will not say that there is an iser. If you don't know the iser is there, we won't necessarily say, oh, there is an iser. Sof der Rabban Lekula, yeah, that's correct. But Tomo Olav Achroinim, however, the Achroinim ask on this approach. The Mai Mahani Bittul Shel Kol Chamira V'Erev Pesach L'Chomitz Sh'ata Pesach Nischamitz. How is, when the person says Kol Chamira, an Erev Pesach, he wants to destroy the Chamitz, and he says Kol Chamira V'Chamira Diga B'Shusei, V'Chulei V'Chulei. How is that going to help in regards to the Chamitz that you have now on Pesach? Because of the halosh and megumgum. That's why the wording is megumgum. Megumgum is not so clear, not so straight. Makavana, the kavana of the words of the Rama, should read as follows: Im bitl behedya koidim shenosan lebehemtoi. The person explicitly was mevatel his chametz before koidim shenosan lebehemtoi, before he gave it to his animal. V'omar, he said, kolas oirim sheyisharu mebehemti mevatel nechi. Any of the barley that I will be remaining from my animal, that barley I am mevatel. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says the correct understanding, the correct reading should be said in the Ramah. So let's just review, like as we were just mentioning over here, we're talking about a case when we're saying that if you give the barley to the animal and then the animal will have the saliva coming into the barley and then the barley will become chametzik after the sixth hour. So what you want to do is you want mevatel kol ha'tzorim sheyishru mebehemti mevatel noichi. Any of the barley that my animal will leave over, I am mevatel. Let's move on to Sifkat and Hay. Sifkat and Hay in the Mishnah Berurah, Afal Pi She'ein Roya, even though you don't see the rear, the saliva, the mistama is behuriri, because most probably there is that saliva. Because of Achroinim, the Choze Besus Uchai Gavna. Now we're being more specific in regards to what type of animals we're talking about. I will be sure, so this is all by a horse. I will be sure. Upara by the oxen and the cow, the cows. Bavadai yesh lahachmir afilam nistam yishvi machmir. The adua she might see in rear b'achilasam, by the shor and the para, they have more saliva coming out when they're eating. Ukedalel v'simin shinchav dalid sifi dalid, as we learned this learned early in Hilchos Shabbos. V'nochon lahachmir b'chol ha'behimus levar hanoisar. It's appropriate to be machmer in regards to all the animals. The vayer hanoyser to destroy anything that's left over. Av she'ein royo lov roik. You know, you don't see anything there. Val kein toiv lechatchila she'itein lebehemtoi ma'at ma'at. Give him a little at a time. Yidoy shle yishtayr klu me'achilosoi. That nothing should be remaining from what he is eating.
Right. That's the answer.
Oh, you looked ahead.
No.
Okay, but Amis says the truth is the Kavachayim gave us the best solution that... you don't want to deal with the barley at all. Give the kidneys, give the beans, and this way we don't have any concern of chametz at all. Siv Gimel. Sak molei kemach shenislach lach mizeyas hachoymo is mutter. If you have a bag full of flour, we don't want this flour to become wet, and this flour became moist, from the perspiration, we'll call it that, the sweat, the moisture of the wall. It was near the wall, it was a damp place, and it became wet. Mutter. Not like that, still mutter. However, there are those who say it's aser. Sif, katan vav, hachoyma. Wadin, koisel shel eitz shemazia. So too, koisel, a wooden wall that's perspiring, that's giving off some moisture. As we'll see later on, that if you ever go into the caves, take a tour of different caves, there's water. Water is coming from the rock. You familiar with this, Neil?
Yeah.
Right? The water is coming from the rock. So here also we're saying, and on the side point, we're learning Pesach here, so I'll allow myself to discuss different topics, not so off topic. But in Makas Dom, the first Makkah blood, so to really understand how bad the punishment was, it wasn't just taking drawing water. There was blood everywhere and anywhere. Why is that? Because there's moisture, there's water in the walls, on the buildings. So people would walk down the streets, they'd see their houses, blood was pouring out from everywhere. whether it's wood, whether it's stone. And what happens when people see blood? Their stomachs get sick. And then they have fluids coming out of their mouth. This is everybody having a shrine. That's what's going on over there. This is part of the makom. So just a bloody mess is right. Okay. So let's continue now. But it helps us to understand over here that there is water in it. So Sifkan Zayin, if the sack is full of flour and there's water there, we're saying it's mutter. It doesn't matter if the zeya comes because of a lack of air, as you find by the basements, by the cellars, or by the caves, that there's a lack of air. And that's what causes the stones, the walls and the stones to mazia. Bein imba mikayach mayim sheyesh bo. Whether it comes from the water that there's there as well. Or you have by new walls from bricks that did not dry totally yet, and it's also maziah. Or you have a wooden wall, and it's also maziah. Continues the Mishmarim number 7 here, in Sifkan Zayin. All these cases, it's called that it's maziah and it's machmitz. Just like we find in regards to hechsher tuma, that these the zeyah can make something susceptible to become tummy. The zeyah ain't a chashuva kemayim lahechsher, because zeyah is not like water in regards to machsheret. Become makayim loy adif mei peiris. It's not any better than May Paris. What do we say by May Paris? We said water with fruit juice, the May Paris, is a memaharim lahachmitz. It causes it to become chametzik faster. You should not use this lechatchila, this flour that became a moist a little. If it's still moist, you should sift it out, sieve it out. Take out those parts that are moist. And you could keep that which was a little moist until after Pesach. And that which is remaining, the good part of the flour, we'll call it. Yolush v'yefe l'Pesach, you can bake with it for Pesach. Because of our poiskim, the whole zeh b'zeya habav miksalim. Everything we're discussing here is by zeya that comes from the ksalim. Avlim azeya ba michoim avhevel demayim chamin hanimsa ba. But if it comes from the evaporation of the water, the steam, the choim hamayim, kegoyin sheyesh sham gigis shamayim chamin. You have a barrel of hot water. You know, when you boil it up, so the steam comes up. By day zeh nislach lechasak, the condensation, the bag gets wet, moist. Lekuliyamo avi toldas amayim umachmitz. According to everyone, it's the toldas amayim, and it's machmitz. It's a derivative of water. So the issue here is as follows: are we dealing with meperis? Are we dealing with water? We have to define this moisture. So we're saying over here the Mishnah Berurah that if it comes from the actual water, if it's a derivative of water, then it will be machmitz. Yesh oisrim, and there are those that forbid this lachus, this moisture on the flour. Sviru luhu, they hold, delo yalfinu chametz mehechsher tuma. We don't learn out the halachas of chametz from hechsher tuma. Hechsher tuma is to permit something that not that permitted, but that now it becomes susceptible to come tamei. Ulagavi chametz, kol shu retivus shelmayim, in regards to chametz. Anytime you have a moisture of water, yesh by kayach lachmitz, it has that ability to become chametzik. V'yeshu kosvu tam svarzu. There are those that write the reason for this svara. Lefisha achoima mazia mikayach hamayim sheyeshba, because the choima, the wall, is mazia. It perspires. It gives mikayach hamayim sheyeshba from the koyach, from the power of the water that has inside of it. The af zeyas koyisel shall eitz. So too, the zeya of the kaisel of the wood also has the same status as water. That's why we're saying biyaser. Ki api roi yesh by gam kein b'liya mimega shamim shenoyt malak salim. Where's this water coming from the wood also, he says? Well, when it rains. It's rainwater. Megashamim is rain. Ulefamim gamke noitfim alayim megashamim la'achashe niktesu min aretz. So too, you have drips of water from the rain that will get onto the wood after they cut it down. Then you make the house, you have water in there. That water comes out, gets into the sack. That water is good old 100% water. If it's water and comes in contact with this flower, that's going to become a problem, according to this opinion. According to this opinion, with the zeya of the avanim, the stones, or matchis, or metal, or zchuchis, or glass, gam l'svar zu, turning the page, einena machmitz v'chmei peres dami. It's not going to be machmitz, because it is not water. It's like fruit juice. Uladina ha'ikar k'dei arishoyna la'alocha, the Mishnah Berurah is passing like the first opinion, which is more lenient. Chumash yasasam ha'mechaber betchila, as Mechaber said at first, u'meiperis, saying that they are meiperis, they have a din of meiperis. The zeya that comes out from them has the status of meiperis, and therefore it's not going to be machmitz. We should be careful, we should be choshish for those opinions who say it's aser. Nonetheless, to keep it after Pesach is permissible. If you want to use this kemach for Pesach, we can permit it if one sifts it out, he takes out the sifter, the sieve, and he separates any of the parts that became a little moist. The kemach, the flour that became moist, he should discard, and the rest, he is permitted to use. So we had over here in Sif Gimel, the machloikis between the different opinions, whether what the status of this moisture of the water is, and we are coming out, maskana, to be lenient, that like the first opinion, that it is like meiperis, this moisture is like meiperis, and that if you want to sift it out, and you can throw out that part that got moist, and the rest is permissible.